Chapter 4, Wide and Regular.
So let's move on now. We've talked about the narrow ones. We talked about the narrow regular ones. We talked about the narrow irregular ones. Now let's talk about group number 3 and 4, which are the wide ones. So there's wide and regular. And again, we're assuming that there's no sinus rhythm here. Wide regular rhythms are caused by ventricular tachycardia, ventricular tachycardia, ventricular tachycardia, ventricular tachycardia. This is the one we get really anxious about. If it's wide and regular, it's VTAC until proven otherwise. Yes, there are other things that can produce this, things like an SVT, a supraventricular tachycardia, but this time, instead of getting conducted down a normal conduction pathway, there's some sickness in the conduction pathway, so it spreads from the AV node into the ventricles, down a pathway that's not working properly, so you get a wide QRS complex instead of the fast, narrow complex.
So that's the so-called supraventricular tachycardia with aberrancy that everyone's always talking about.
So what is aberrancy?
The Bering Sea is the northern part of the Pacific Ocean between Alaska and Russia.
Aberrancy just means bundle branch block, and they throw these extra terms in just to confuse you. Aberrancy just means bundle branch block, right bundle branch block or left bundle branch block. Equals aberrancy. So it's a supraventricular tachycardia, just like we talked about with the narrow one, but with sick conduction pathway, so it's wide and regular. So how do you treat these? It's regular, it's wide. We've said regular, wide equals VTAC. It's VTAC, it's VTAC. Yeah, there's a couple other things, but it's VTAC until proven otherwise. What do you do with these patients? And I can tell you, this has changed enormously in the 30 years that I did emergency medicine. We used to talk about, well, maybe you could use drug X, procaine, or maybe you could use amiodarone, maybe you could use lidocaine, or maybe you could use all of these different drugs. And we've decided, I think many of us have decided, that because this is ventricular tachycardia, because ventricular tachycardia tends to degenerate into death, ventricular fibrillation, other bad things, just get them out of it as fast as you can. So just cardiovert them, something like 100 joules with a biphasic, with some sedation, just get them out of it as fast as you can. And you can use drugs, and there might be experts that will sit around and use drugs, but I think the simplified way to do it now is if it's wide and regular, I'm going to presume that it's ventricular tachycardia, and if it's ventricular tachycardia, cardioversion back to sinus rhythm right now.
If there is one drug that the American Heart Association guidelines would support giving in this scenario, it would be adenosine. And that's because if you don't think that it's likely to be VTAC, it's a very young patient, they don't have any history of heart disease. I mean, you always have to assume VTAC. But if they do look relatively stable, it's okay to give a single dose of adenosine, because if it does happen to be just one of those supraventricular tachycardias with aberrancy or delayed conduction from bundle branch block, it kind of mimics VTAC, it will break it and they'll convert to a sinus rhythm. And so giving an initial shot at adenosine in a stable looking patient with a regular wide complex is reasonable if you think that the patient really is not likely to have VTAC. Other than that, we just don't give drugs anymore. We give electricity.
And the reason why that's okay to try is because it is so brief. It's, you know, within seconds. And if it doesn't work, you move on.
That's right. Any of those other drugs given to VTAC, like a calcium channel blocker and a beta blocker, we can't underemphasize, could really take the bottom out from under them and they could arrest.
And just as an aside, there was a fantastic article that was written out about
by
this
you, probably,
in 1996.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yes. If he keeps quoting the articles he wrote in 96, you know something,
haven't done much
something
since
is out of date.
96.
Yes, exactly. Well done.
So if they're wide and they're regular and they're stable, electricity is fine. Adenosine might be fine. There are other things you can try, like procaine and amiodarone and magnesium.
But don't.
But don't. In general, adenosine or electricity is what people are going to use. Now, if they're unstable, what do you do with these people? It's wide, it's regular, they're unstable.
No brainer. Electricity.
You just got to cardiovert them.
You just got
to
do it.
And if that doesn't work, you have to defibrillate them. Remember, the cardioversion is timed to the complexes, so you don't make the rhythm worse.
Yeah.
But sometimes these are fast and it won't fire and it won't work. And just, you have to suck it up and just blast away without worrying about whether you're going to hit those complexes. Just cardioversion. If that doesn't work, defibrillation.
Okay, exactly. So if it's an adult, we're going to put our joules on 200, generally speaking. It's a fairly high dose of energy for that. It's wide and it's regular. We're going to give a 200 joule shock on synchronized. And if for whatever reason the computer cannot seem to synchronize it and it's not firing, it's having some confusion, then you have to unsync it. And that's what you mean by defibrillation, because defibrillation is just cardioversion without the syncing.
Right.
I'm thinking that that would be a good idea.
Wide and regular. This is VTAC. Oh yeah, it's also VTAC. And it can also be VTAC.
and it might be a little bit of VTAC. So the bottom line, if it's wide and regular, you're thinking VTAC every time until proven otherwise. There are some other things that it can be. It could be SVT with aberrancy. And when we say aberrancy, we just mean bundle branch block. So not only does the patient have a supraventricular tachycardia, but they also have an underlying bundle branch block, which is making their QRS complex wide. Now let's go back to VTAC. Now there's many problems with VTAC, but the big one is that it tends to degenerate to V-fib, especially if you leave it alone for a little while and don't act upon it quickly. So we want to cardiovert these patients. VTAC, we're going to cardiovert. Mel says do it with 100 joules with some sedation. Stewart says do it with 200 joules. The AHA says you can start at 100 and then double it if that's not working. But the bottom line is that you want to get them out of this rhythm as fast as possible. You're not going to muck around by trying something dangerous like a calcium channel blocker or a beta blocker. One thing you could possibly consider is adenosine if the patient is stable, because just in case this is SVT with aberrancy, then that could work. And there's some other options on the table as well, like procainamide and amiodarone, but really, just cardiovert them and you won't go wrong.